Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ryan Woolley now being joined by the radio voice of the Detroit Red Wings, Ken Cal, who is live in his home. I'm live here in my home. And Kenny, what a weird time this is. How are you doing with no hockey?
Well, this is history in the making, and unfortunately, it's not what we all want. And, you know, I guess without hockey, it's been tough. And, you know, this, we would be winding down the season right now. I think there was 11 games left after the game against Carolina a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, actually I miss it, and I miss being around all the people over at Little Caesars Arena, and you just have to do what you're asked to do, and this is something everybody has to do, so we'll just get through it day by day, and hopefully it'll all turn out in the end, and I know it will.
Now, looking at you here via FaceTime, you don't look any different to me. I'm growing my quarantine beard right now, but a lot of people are doing different things in these different times. What have you been doing to occupy your time at your house?
Well, my wife always says I'm never home during the hockey season, and so I've been, you know, with her quite a bit, and we've been doing a lot of things together, which is kind of nice. You know, we've been playing some cards. She always beats me all the time, and I don't like that, but, you know, putting puzzles together. Today we kind of went out in the garden and kind of tilled the garden a little bit, getting ready for some planting in a couple of months. So, you know, just spend some quality time together, and those are things that we're not able to do until the off season in summer. So, but, you know, I think if you asked her right now, she'd have my bags packed and off somewhere on a road trip.
Now, you mentioned puzzles. I've been following you on Twitter for as long as you've been on Twitter, and to occupy your time and really entertain the fans, and that's what social media is about. You've certainly been entertaining. I saw one of your videos. You were washing your hands while doing play-by-play, which I thought was fantastic. And then another one, you were building a puzzle, and I think it was like a 500-piece puzzle or 5,000-piece puzzle, and you made the joke about needing a bigger table. Is that something you're just doing to entertain? Is that to pass the time? Like, what made you decide to do these types of things?
Well, I think, you know, Ryan, being in the media and, you know, we're always involved with the fans. So I just thought that maybe during these tough times, maybe there's a way that we as media members can kind of make people's days a little bit brighter. And, you know, by putting videos like needing a bigger table because of social distancing between the puzzle pieces or hand washing while doing play by play, you know, that's something that maybe puts a smile on the face of the fans. And let's face it, these are tough times right mm-hmm. now. You know, the stock market is coming up a little bit, but, you know, a lot of people lost money in their 401ks, and, you know, you can't socialize, and we're a socialized, you know, race. You know, we like to be out there and we like to be with people and associate with people, and right now we're unable to do that. So just by doing some funny things, you know, really makes, I think, everybody's day. And, you know, if I can be a part of that and making somebody smile through these tough times, then that makes me feel good, and it makes the fans feel good as well.
Well, you'd be pretty proud of me. The other day, on I believe it was Sunday, my son has a bunch of Lightning McQueen race cars, and so I actually did play-by-play of drag races between his Queen cars. I didn't post it to Twitter. I did put it on my Facebook, but just kind of passing the time, and went live for the championship race. So got to stay sharp, right, as a play-by-play guy.
I'll tell you what, if I had my old Hot Wheel car set back in the day, I would have put that together and called some auto racing.
See, there you go. Well, let me ask you about hockey, because a lot of stuff going on in the news. Yesterday, the NHL is asking its employees to take a 25% pay cut for the survivability of the league. They're losing, obviously, a lot of money with what's going on. In your mind, what should happen, or what do you think will happen moving forward? Like, what is the best case scenario for the NHL to resume, and do you think we'll actually have the I guess, the overall company resuming for a Stanley Cup championship run?
Well, I think in a perfect world, the National Hockey League would love to finish the regular season, the last 11, 12 games for the teams, and then have a playoff series and crown a Stanley Cup champion. That's the perfect world. The problem is the league or sports in general can't do anything until the CDC gives them the green light and say, right, hey, everything's ready to go. So, you know, right now it's up in the air and you just have to take it day by day. And, you know, once you get the green light from the CDC, then you can plan. I think this gives the opportunity of the Board of Governors and also the Players Association some ideas to think about, you know, how they want to finish the regular season, if that's possible. One thing I do know for sure is the National Hockey League wants a complete 82-game schedule for next season, 2021 campaign. And so, you know, as we go farther into the months, May, June, July, it becomes more difficult to finish the regular season and then have your playoffs, crown a champion, then you have your draft and everything else, and then start the regular season. So, again, I'm hoping that we can get through this. I'm hoping that, you know, the doctors can come up with some drugs that'll help, you know, lower the curve, so to speak, and this can wash away in a hurry. So, you know, sports is a big part of everyone's life, and I'm certainly hoping that, you know, once the CDC clears everything, that everything will be in place and the fans can go watch the games and, you know, the Red Wings can get going, as well as the Tigers and the Pistons and everybody else, the Lions too, down the road.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, we don't know if even, you know, football will start in September. You know, the talk is, you know, all the facilities are being shut down at 6 o'clock tonight across the NFL. And there was some arguing between the NFL and the subcommittee about whether the draft should take place next month. But, you know, Major League Baseball is another one that's been impacted. And you're one of the bigger Tiger fans that I know. A lot of people may not know that. I mean, you're the Red Wings play-by-play voice, but you're a Tigers fan. And I think that's, you know, it's awesome. Obviously, you know, hometown team, all that stuff. So, with tomorrow being opening day, or rather today being opening day when this airs, what are you going to do to fill your void?
I don't know. Maybe watch television and hopefully we can get a couple of opening day shows on, you know, on one of the sports channels. And I do miss baseball, and it's almost the beginning of spring when you have opening day. It always is a special time. You know, you look to brighter days and warmer days ahead. And for me, being out on the lake in the off season is always fun. But yeah, I do miss baseball, and I know Dan Dickerson misses baseball, and Jim Price, and you know, all the guys on TV, the broadcasters, the fans. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, baseball, they rely on a 162-game schedule. Back in the day, they played 154 games, lots of doubleheaders to get those games in. But it'll be interesting to see if there is a shortened season.
Right.
The games become more important, and anything goes.
Yeah, and actually, it came out today. Scott Boras, the high-profile agent, he says, you know, they either could start July 1st if possible, based on CDC, and play half the season, take the playoffs into October, or could they still start, you know, early June and still play as close to 162 games as possible, multiple doubleheaders per week, talking about two per week, and then push the World Series into December. I mean, could you imagine baseball being played in December? And he brought that up, saying, basically, they would have a neutral site World Series where you could play in 11 different stadiums on the West Coast into California. Average temperature that time of year is between, you know, 65 and 70 degrees. And that's a lot warmer than we're having for opening day anyway. So why not try it?
That would be good. But the only thing is how do you share revenue? And, you know, if you're, let's say, the Tigers and you're in the World Series and you're playing in a neutral site, I would imagine all revenues would have to be divided amongst the two teams that are in the World Series. So if they can work something out that's beneficial for both sides, I guess you could do it. But it'd be kind of strange watching baseball in December.
Yeah, very, very well. And like he was talking about playing Game 6 on Christmas Day, and now you're talking, would it interfere with the NBA? Because the NBA has always had a foothold on Christmas Day. So,
well, it interferes with hockey.
Well, the hockey too, right. I mean, I know. It's just it's a crazy time. And Ken, it's great to catch up with you and see the smile on your face. If you're not following Ken Cal on Twitter, I encourage you to do so. It is at Ken Cal, DRW, Detroit Red Wings, DRW. Entertaining stuff you got going on, Ken. Again, I'm a fan. I'm watching it. So whenever you post something new, I'll be sure to share it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ryan. Always a pleasure talking with you. And let's hope that all this can pass real soon. And hopefully we can get back going with sports. And, you know, it's a big part of people's lives. And, you know, I miss it. I know the fans miss it. And so I think down the road, everything will work out. But it's just going to take some time.
All right, Kenny. Thank you again. I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.